Okay, so let's get going into our quiet mind. As we talked about yesterday, one of these ways of dropping into a quiet mind will work for you better than others. And notice how these ways of dropping into a quiet mind follow the five fields that we've talked about so much yesterday. And remember, don't worry if one of these ways, if one or more of these ways that I'm going to talk about dropping into a quiet mind, don't worry if it feels difficult. Just let anything difficult go. We don't do anything the hard way around here. And flow with the things that are easy, because that will be where your strengths are. We follow your strengths and grow them. Don't get hung up on trying to define your way of feeling and connecting and communicating either. I've often found people, you know, puzzling away thinking, am I a physical person? Am I an energetic person? Am I a heart person? This is an experiencing thing. This is a being thing, not an analytical head thing. So just feel the different ways that you experience connection. Use my words to expand your awareness of the full experience of the way that you feel your feelings, that you feel the connection and the communication with yourself and with your animals. Okay, and remember, today is about listening. It's about allowing ourselves to feel our animals, to hear them, hears in, you know, little quotation marks, to experience the way that our animals are communicating with us. Each animal and human interface is unique. Each animal and human combination is unique because it's about each animal and person working from where their strengths in communication are shared. Does that make sense? So when Sunny blasted energy at that teenager that day, her strength is clearly energy. I mean, I could see that energy, and clearly that young girl's ability to notice energy was strong. Clearly that was one of her natural talents. So, you know, that worked really well. Energy didn't used to be strong for me. That was quite one of my ones that weren't strong. And so what was strong was my ability to hear thoughts and ideas, which is mental feel. And that's how Bobby came into me. It turned out that I also had a strength in emotional feel, but I was so super sensitive there that I'd actually shut it all down and there was nobody home emotionally. So it's been very interesting to wake that one up. So if Bobby was dealing with someone else, he may communicate differently with that other person. So that's why I say don't get hung up, and we're all, you know, each animal and human combination is unique. You would feel my horse differently to I would, because it would be about your shared strengths with that animal. Okay, I hope that made sense. So let's pay attention. Let's pay gentle attention to your outward breath. And to the way that the lower part of your ribs just squashes the last little bit of air out of your lungs. And don't do that on purpose, just notice the movement of your ribs. Some of you will find it easier today and faster to drop into the first layers of a quiet mind. And again today, we're going to be gentle with ourselves. We're always going to be gentle with ourselves. And like yesterday, notice what it feels like to decide to be gentle with yourself. And if that idea doesn't feel good, then drop off the call and email me, and I'll find something special to do with you to help you be gentle with yourself. Because being gentle on ourselves is incredibly important. We don't need to do things the hard way. We don't need to struggle unnecessarily. So paying gentle attention to the way that the lower part of your ribs is just squashing that last little bit of air out. And if your eyes don't want to be closed, then just let them be a little bit open. Everything's about doing it the easy way. Smile with your eyes. When we yawn like that, we're actually letting off tension, letting off stress and tension. Okay. Now see if you can feel your heart beating. Don't worry if you can't, because we're doing things the easy way. We'll make that today's motto, doing things the easy way. If you can't quite feel your heart beating, then just imagine that you can. And again, smile with your eyes. Because that helps us relax with those feel-good endorphins. And if a heart feel turns out to be one of your natural strengths, you can afford to feel your heart now, because you know that it's just a method of listening and connecting and communicating like all the other ways of listening and connecting and communicating. And you know from what we talked about yesterday how beautiful that is. So just smile at the feelings around your heart and notice how that softens your eyes, and feel how much better it feels to smile at those feelings around your heart. Remembering that we're all unique, and some people will take to that one like a duck to water, and others will be going, "Jenny, what are you talking about? I don't feel that." And that is perfectly normal. Allow your attention to wander over your body. And if you notice any tension or aches and pains, just smile at them and notice how the smiling softens your eyes and makes you feel better. Notice and smile and appreciate if your sense of smell or sight or hearing sharpens. And if it seems like time slows down a little, wow, make sure that you stop and appreciate the heck out of that too. Whoa, that's actually happening for someone. I can feel it. Woohoo! That's really in the now. That's really being present, really being in the now when time slows a little like that. Notice any energy moving through your body, any tingles or prickles of energy in your hands and feet. And if you come across an energy stuck spot, oh, I just found one in me. I'm just going to soften my eyes and smile at it. It's right in my lower back, and in fact, it's not mine. So whoever's that is, whoever feels that stuck spot in your lower back, it's like your breath's not getting there. So just pay gentle attention to your outward breath there. Ah. That was just very subtle, but now as you breathe, you can feel that lower back, the energy in your lower back moving as you breathe. Lovely, 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 lovely. So if anybody else comes across an energy stuck spot, just smile at it like we just did. Don't try and fix it, just smile at it. and notice how the smiling softens your eyes and how much better that feels. Trying too hard is the single biggest thing that gets in the way of being able to talk to our animals. Remember that I call it squinty eyes when we're frowning because we're trying too hard? What I want you to do is frown on purpose. I want you to feel what this feels like. Kind of squint your eyes up and frown too hard and feel what that feels like between your eyebrows. Feel that tension between your eyebrows as you're concentrating too hard, really trying to concentrate. Yeah, that's it. Now, smile with your eyes. Pay gentle attention to that outward breath and feel how your whole forehead opens up and that tension between your eyes just drops away as you smile with your eyes. Now soak up this feeling of smiling with your eyes. This smiling with your eyes is about allowing things to happen rather than trying to make them happen. Even the word try, feels what happens to your eyes when you think of the word try. Say the word to yourself, try. I'm trying, and feel how it makes your eyes squinty. And then smile with your eyes again. Pay gentle attention to your outward breath. Yes, and feel how that opens up your forehead. It opens up the area between your eyes. Now, just so you know what's happening here, you have a gland in your brain. It's between your eyes and just up a little bit, just above your eyebrows, a tiny fraction, and in deeper into your brain. And this is where your third eye is. It's actually a scientifically identifiable gland in your brain. And most people's third eye starts closing as we come into teenagers. We start being affected by what other people think and how other people do things. And we gradually stop listening to ourselves, and that gland actually gets less and less used. Well, what you'll find if you want to continue with this work is you'll find that gland is going to come back alive. Yeah, that's quite exciting, isn't it? And it'll just happen sweetly and gradually, but you'll be able to feel, most of you felt that change between your eyebrows, which is the change in your third eye, from trying too hard and smiling with your eyes and allowing things to flow. So let's do this just once more. Think to yourself, concentrate and think, I'm trying and I'm concentrating, and feel between your eyebrows, feel into your third eye and feel how that tightens it up. We won't sit with that for very long because that's not what we want to do. I just want you to notice the contrast. I want you to notice when your third eye is closed from now on. So smile with your eyes. Pay gentle attention to your outward breath. Smile with your eyes and your mouth. Paying gentle attention to your outward breath and feel that relaxation as your third eye just opens up just as much as is comfortable for you, because this is about the being gentle stuff. It's all very well to open your third eye, but you need to know what to do with it. Okay. Now smile with your eyes and allow them to relax, and allow yourself to notice what the inside of your own body feels like. Just allow your attention to be drawn to different parts of your body. Allow the thoughts and ideas to flow. Just observe them. Just notice them without judging them as good or bad. Just allow the thoughts and ideas to flow across your mind. There's gold at the bottom of them. There's gold at the bottom of those worries too, I promise. So just allow them to flow. Smile at your thoughts and notice how that allows the thoughts and ideas to flow the way they're meant to flow if this is one of your natural strengths. And if it's not, just ignore this one. And I woke up this morning with a clear thought in my head. The reason we make such a big deal about continuing to feel inside ourselves when we're communicating with an animal is that when we're feeling inside ourselves, we're minding our own business, which is a good deal. Think about it. When we feel inside ourselves for the answers, the animal gets to choose whether they want to communicate or not. Connecting and communication is a two-way thing. So when we go to actually do the connection with your animal, if you get nothing, this animal isn't connecting back, and that is completely okay. They may be feeling unsure of us. They may simply have nothing to say. You cannot feel good about forcing a connection, and neither will they. And all this work is about feeling the beauty of connection, the wonder of connection. So if we don't feel good about it, then it's simply not okay to do it. Can you feel the truth in that? So for today, if this animal doesn't connect back, then you can keep sitting there and be available for them to change their mind. You can even ask if that feels like the right thing to do. Sometimes asking can be too much pressure on a traumatized or frightened horse, so just being available for them to change their mind can be the best way of going about it. And speaking of traumatized animals or frightened ones, I would retreat further away, physically further away, as far away as I needed to, for me to feel good and for them to feel good about how far I moved away. Or you can simply move on to another animal who does want to communicate with you today. Somebody else may have priority. Everything happens for a reason. And it's not because we're wrong, or we can't do it, or we're bad people, or any other kind of crappy excuse that you might make up. Everything happens for a reason. Smile with your eyes. Be available. Back off if you need to change to someone who does want to communicate. We often find in the horse work that I do, we often find that horses learn from other horses. So horses learn, particularly traumatized and frightened horses, will learn from other horses who are in their deep, joyful, peaceful comfort zone. So one animal who doesn't want to connect can learn from another animal who does that it is okay, that we are okay. That brings up another point that I haven't actually put in my notes. When we're doing this work, we need to be reliable. We need to be as reliable as we can. We need to decide that we want to be reliable for our animals. Yeah, that's a big deal too. Okay, so stay feeling inside yourself. Just gentle attention to that outward breath and the way your ribs are moving. And if heartbeat's your thing, feel for that. And if energy's your thing, notice that as well. Add that to the mixture of what you're feeling. If physical feeling is your thing, then feel the tensions and stuff in your body, add that to the mix of everything else. And if emotional's it, allow the emotions to flow, observe them. That's it. If thoughts and ideas are your thing, allow them to flow and observe those and add them to the mixture of what's happening in your body at the moment. So remember from yesterday, you feel your connection with your animals in your own self, in the feelings, the physical feelings, the emotional feelings, the energetic feelings, the thoughts and ideas, in the beautiful sensitivity of that beautiful heart of yours. Allow your attention to expand around your body, noticing everything about what is changing in all of your feelings, in all of your senses, as you pick this photo up or look at your animal. So pick up your photo or turn and look at your animal, smiling with your eyes. Oh gosh, some of you are feeling this so strongly today. Oh, I've got goosebumps. Allow your attention to expand around your body. Notice everything about what is changing in all of your feelings. Notice what's changing in all of your senses. And what changes is your animal. What changes is this unique connection between you and them. And just sit with this for a minute. If you feel yourself getting squinty-eyed, don't worry, just smile. You've got a technique for dealing with it. Just smile and feel how your eyes soften with the smile. Yes, outward breath, and then look at the animal again. And if you feel yourself squinting, look away from the animal. Smile and feel how that smiles with your eyes and softens your eyes. Connect with your outward breath. And when you're ready, you can look back at your photo. Yeah, this is amazing. Somebody else has got tears again today. I could feel this enormous expansion from somebody. Actually, from more than one person. Gosh, dealing with, we've got about 70 people on the call today, I think. And feeling the energy of so many people getting it. And don't worry if you don't, you get a chance to put your hand up. Don't panic. Lots of people don't get it straight away. The yawning is like the horses lick and chew. So what's changing in your body is this unique connection between you and your animal. And some animals, we've talked about this again, we've talked about this before, but I'm just stressing this over and over again. Some animals will communicate with their people, will communicate with you with thoughts and ideas. Some will communicate with you emotionally. Some will communicate with you with energy. Some will physically show you their aches and pains and physical tensions. And some of them, like Katie's horse yesterday, will just blow into your heart with unconditional love. And don't get hung up on comparing yourself and your animal to Katie and her horse. They've been doing aspects of this work for a long time now, and they are well used to connecting with each other. Each of us will get what's important to us and to our animal right now. Keep that gentle noticing of your own body. Stay looking and feeling and listening wide open to observe what's going on in your own body. And for those who aren't feeling it strongly yet, just decide to notice how you are feeling this connection with your animal. decide to notice how you are feeling this connection with your animal. Deciding to notice is so powerful when you're in this space of inner awareness. Yep, you're right. Somebody just felt it really subtly. Somebody just felt that really subtle change after they decided to notice. Well done. Yes, it can be that subtle, and yes, it will get stronger the more you practice. Yeah, well done. Well done, whoever that was. And feel free to put your hand up and we'll do even some more. Okay, just sit and soak up. For those who've made their breakthrough already, just sit and appreciate this glorious and delightful connection with your animal.